Coachella Valley.
That should be me on your hand. That should be me.
Gonna get closer and closer and closer. I'm Clarence Angelo.
Hey, I'm Alcheska.
And you're watching
Asian Glow Podcast.
Guys, I think you guys deserve
an explanation.
You guys deserve an explanation. And also
or a story of some sort.
No, we do this with you guys. We represented a civilization of people.
Whenever we go somewhere or meet someone, we're all there as a unit. We're united.
Like, you guys know that, you know, when there's like big angel on the shoulder and then big devil on the shoulder. For when we go to meet big people, we have a bunch of people on our back.
Yep.
And it's you guys.
Yep.
Yeah. One would say that you guys are riding us.
So one would say that, but I'm not going to say that. So let's go on and ride into this episode.
Wait, you need a drink. I'll wait. That's fine.
Fizzy, fruity, tangy.
I have to drink that because I have to drink probiotics.
Well, the words on here are fizzy, fruity, tangy, spicy, gutsy.
Because it's good for your gut.
Girl, that's a Cat's Eye lyric.
Everything fizzy, culture, fruity, pop, tangy, soda, spicy, fizzy, gutsy, probiotic.
Okay, let me go get a drink.
Shall we?
What the fuck? Let me open my shit.
Okay, while she opens her shit.
It's a hot day in New York. I had to wait 13 minutes for the next train. Because I think someone got run over by the train, genuinely.
Not their XP being low. Shall we?
If we have time! We shall.
There's nothing to talk about with that.
Oh, there is. There is.
Okay, you guys.
Hey, everyone!
Or should I say ni hao? Jackson Wang's Chinese.
Ni hao, everyone.
Hello, Hong Kong.
Why me, everyone? Why me, no, Jackson Wang?
Why me, Glow Gang? We fucking
why
made it.
Why me as fuck? Why me as fuck?
Okay, so we went to the Jackson Wang concert.
We went to the Jackson Wang concert.
Here, let's not be annoying. Neener, neener, because that's kind of what it is. But I need you guys to understand that, like, truly, truly, Alcheska and I were like, we owe them everything.
Oh, I do owe you guys everything.
We were 8 shots deep when we said, I owe them everything. But I want you to know, drunk thoughts are real emotions.
Yes, they are. Yes, they fucking are. Because when I went up to Jackson Wang, I said the shit that I said.
Okay, so truly, truly, I'm not going to overreact. I'm going to try my very best to just, like, inform you guys of everything that happened. But just know that this... I'm not OA-ing in any way. Filipinos, OA is overacting.
Oh.
You puta, I'm not OA-ing in any way. This
I'm
is truly what
OA-ing
happened.
I'm not OA-ing at all, but I'm not going to hide my emotions because I've been waiting for this since 2015.
Okay, so let me, if you don't know, Alcheska and I posted, we were warm in the arms of Mr. Wang himself.
Warm in the arms in the Chanel perfume that he was wearing. Holy shit!
Masked Holy in shit. The Chanel perfume with an accessorized note oh of God. 8 shots of Hennessy coming from his mouth.
8 shots of Hennessy that he collabed with, by the way.
Yes.
Do you still have yours? Did you actually take yours
home? Yeah, I took mine
home. Yeah, I took mine home and my roommates were like, what the fuck is this?
She's like, I came back as a straight man, guys. Magic Man, he did some fucking magic on you. Okay, so Alcheska and I went to the Magic Man 2 tour. And so how this happened was, I've worked with Jackson before for Head in the Clouds last year. Mm-hmm. And so then their rep was like, hey, Jackson's coming into town. Do you want to see his concert? And I said, yeah, sure, would love to. I've seen him now 3 times because Head in the Clouds and KCON and whatever.
Oh, yes, yeah. We saw him at KCON.
I was like, can I please bring Alcheska? And then she was like, yes, of course. I can no longer surprise Alcheska with concerts because it's kind of just the thing.
It's happened. If I had a nickel for every time it happened, I'd have 2 nickels. But it's kind of crazy that I have 2 nickels.
Okay. So then this happens. And so I'm very nonchalantly telling Alcheska, Jackson Wang concert next Friday, we have to go.
Yeah, and I'm like, okay, sure. To be honest, I haven't really listened to Jackson's music.
Newest
since,
stuff.
Yeah, since like the Dick song. But I was still excited because I was like, oh my God, this is my man. Yeah.
She obviously OG GOT7, right?
Yes.
So I was very much playing this off as blah, blah, blah.
It was super and what was nonchalant. Helping
was I had a horrible week last week. So I was kind of like, oh my fucking God.
Yeah. So I was like, I was going into it like, this is kind of going to be like a fun release out of everything that happened in the last week. So let me not freak the fuck out.
So then I was like, hey, we're doing this. Like, we're going to go.
Yeah.
But I knew from the get-go that we were meeting Jackson because in the email it was like, hey, girl, like, let's have you meet him, whatever.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay, like, that's crazy. Like, I don't know if I can do that alone. And so I was like, okay, this is happening. And so I already knew we were going to go in.
Okay.
By total coincidence, one of our, like, people that we know is dancing for Jackson Wang.
Yeah.
And he's, like, a friend that I made through like dance, right? Mm-hmm. And so then I was like, oh, our friend.
How convenient.
Yeah. Our friend wants us to like be his guests because dancers get like guest slots for, you know, for concerts and stuff. So
verbatim,
like,
me and Clarence are walking to our seats. Didn't really know where our seats were, by the way. And it was really fucking close. It was like section 3 or something like that.
It was
that.
Like right next to the stage, row 3 or 4.
Yeah. And I was like, wow, it really pays to have a dancer in the family, huh? Like, this is really nice.
And I was surrounded by, we were surrounded by Filipinos and Filipinos only.
Yes.
And I was it's because we're in the, like, the family and friends section.
Yeah. And so Clarence says verbatim, I was like, I looked down because I had a wristband and I was like, oh, I wonder what this is for. And then Clarence was like, oh yeah, I think it's like if the dancer is like, Ethan said he wants to hang after the show. So yes, like, we're just gonna go hang out with him. And I was like, okay. At first I was like, why do we need a wristband for this?
Yeah.
Because I was like, can't he just meet us outside?
Guys, I needed to get an Oscar for my fucking... because I go, oh, I think we got floor. Because I couldn't think of a fucking lie for the wristbands. Because everyone gets a ticket, obviously. But why the fuck would we have a wristband?
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, I think we got floor. Because floor often gets wristbands, right?
Yeah.
And then we didn't get floor. And I was like, fuck. Like, I don't know.
No, but then you covered it up really well with...
I covered it up with...
I think Ethan was a hangover.
Yeah. So the concert's happening. The concert, actually fantastic.
Phenomenal. Did you listen to Jackson's album beforehand?
I listened to Jackson's album when I got the email like 4 weeks ago.
Oh, damn. Okay, so it's been a while. Okay.
So,
no, that's valid. That's very valid. I think
what do you call it when actors get into their role? Method acting?
Yeah.
I was method acting for 4 weeks.
Girl, whatever. Whatever.
That's why we nailed it when we met him, but we'll get to it.
I didn't have really any expectations because I haven't really been into his music and I haven't really seen... The only content that I've seen of his concert on my For You page is him, like...
spreading girls' legs.
Eating puss on the stage!
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, so I went into the concert with a mindset this is a sex concert.
Yeah.
But it
Which
very
was
much...
what Magic Man 1 was.
I cried.
Yeah.
I cried hard because in like intermission or whatever, whenever they like go freshen up or like set up for the next act, he has this monologue. Where he talks about how difficult it was for his journey to like after leaving JYP, because that whole thing was like pretty messy.
Yeah.
And like I remember being on Twitter at the time and people were like posting that JYP and GOT7 had unfollowed each other, but nothing had really been announced. So I think there was a lot of feelings hurt with the members, and his monologue basically is him talking about how difficult it was for him to find joy in music again because of being like burned so bad and just basically being dropped off after he left JYP. It was like, okay, well, you don't really have a label. You have to go do your own shit if you want to make this work. And so that's why he like made Team Wang. He has this like connections with like Kinjas and like all of that stuff. Like, he's very still man-made after not having a big label behind him.
Yeah, the whole thing for, like, obviously for me, I can't claim that I was ever, like, GOT7, as per the last episode. Like, I was ever an I GOT7 stan, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, like, from me being a fan of him from only his really solo career.
Yeah.
It was essentially, on my end, like, a big part of the monologue, and I don't know if you remember, was, like, his parents and his grandparents.
Oh my God, yes.
And so then it was essentially like what I got from it was like he was GOT7 was undeniably huge. I knew of them, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't even like super into anyone but girl groups back then, right?
Yeah.
And so when I saw that, it came off to me like, it was so busy back then that I didn't even think about, like, parents being temporary, grandparents being temporary.
Yes, when he said that, I was like...
He lost his grandparents, right? And so then he realized, like, things are very temporary. Like, mm-hmm. And so he took all that time away from, you know, the glitz and the glamour of it all to do his solo career and then also spend time with his family.
Yeah.
Spending time with his family didn't come, though, until after the first Magic Man.
Yeah.
So then all of us on our end, you know, like, we've made jokes where it's like, Jackson takes off his shirt all the time, whatever. Mm-hmm. And are we complaining? Are we grateful?
We're grateful. Like, I'm very grateful.
We're grateful, but now we're reflective. Looking into the sweat of his chest, I looked in my reflection and realized
there was more to this. That shit was so shiny.
Magic Man 2, what it started off with the same sentiment of, like, I'm going to twerk on this... Not twerk. I'm going to grind up on this girl.
Yeah.
Jackson Wang throwing it back. Bow, 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 bow on a girl. No. So it started off with the same, like, very real Jackson where he's, like, you know, sexy and, like, you know, very much that. And then it, like, immediately drops into this, like...
The second after he said the monologue, everyone was like...
Yeah. So then it like became this thing where Magic Man, instead of it being like Magic Mike Core or like, you know, it was actually like,
he's just a man.
It's like he was a magician the whole time. The whole thing was a trick. Like the whole thing was like very a performance, and like he had a lot more shit going on.
Mm-hmm.
And everything that we saw as fans of a magic show was there was a lot. It was all a lie, essentially. And so then he went down into that. And so then I look over and I'm like, I'm going to have let her have her moment.
When I was crying, I was like, I cannot look back at Clarence.
No. That's how it is. That's how it is.
It was a lot. Because I never got the opportunity to see GOT7 as they were. Because I already knew that there was some like crazy shit happening. Because when they were still active, they were just like not being promotive. And I think that's a crazy like pattern with the company, with JYP as a company. Like, if you have famous groups like Twice or ITZY or GOT7, why aren't you promoting them? And so it was it was kind of
GOT7's
sad.
Third gen, correct?
Yeah.
And I feel like third gen contracts are horrendous.
The third gen curse, bitch.
Like, the third gen contracts, like, obviously right now I feel like everyone's upset about, you know, Hee-sung.
Mm-hmm.
Not, I wouldn't say people are upset about Mark, but obviously there's like sadness. I think it's a good sign of the times to be like, contracts are more flexible, because in the past, unfortunately, if the contract is so bad, we've seen just people no longer wanting to be alive. You know what I'm saying?
It was so much harder to, I don't know, end your contract or have like flexibility with a contract in the third gen and second gen era, because those people were just investing in people's dreams to be like on a stage and be an idol. So it's like, oh my gosh, I can make you an idol if you sign this 10-year contract with me. Surely you want to be an idol for 10 years. Yeah. Like, you want to be an idol for your entire life. And people will be like, yes, let me sign on that fucking dotted line.
No, I saw this thing that was like, I don't think people realize like being a Broadway show star or like a idol is like heavy labor. Like, it's literally more, arguably can be more than some like construction jobs, you know, like
physical labor. Or when,
like, it's like
really
hello
for like a Broadway artist, I feel like,
yes, you're performing 8 shows a week.
Yes,
like, you're also like, if you're an idol, you're constantly rehearsing, you're on tour every other month.
That is true.
So it's like, I think people forget that, like, there is a physical aspect to this. Like, yes, Jimin and J-Hope will be able to do Paris Fashion Week red carpets.
Mm-hmm.
And that itself isn't necessarily physical labor work. But what did they have to do to get there?
Practice for 10 hours, 12 hours a day.
10,000 hours in the rehearsal room. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And
dang,
like,
dang, even I forget that. Maybe sometimes, like, I see them and I'm like, oh my God, that performance was so good. And then they get like 2 hours of sleep and they have to get on a tour bus in 3 hours, you know?
And it's like, maybe take a dance class. See how your body feels after one dance class.
Yeah. And it's also the mental labor of like, prepping for the dance class. Did I eat before the dance class? What do I have in my fridge so that I feel nourished before this dance class? It's a lot.
And there's always an argument that's like, and I'm not like, we're not like, you know, fucking glazing the artist, because I think there's times we've also critique the artist before, yeah, but I think there's the argument that like, oh, but they have like the professionals to like make sure that they get ice baths and they have, but do you realize what your body has to go through to get to the point where you need to do those things?
Bath,
you
know what I'm saying? An ice bath? Girl, your muscles must be on fire.
Yeah, and it's like, it's, they are athletes at the end of the day.
They are, yeah.
And like, also try singing while your heart rate is like at insane beats per minute. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
it's a lot of work. So anyways, what I was trying to get at was, it was very telling of that concept of like third gen contracts being mm-hmm. so horrible, given that Jackson didn't even realize that his own parents were a concept to him at the time.
That's so like sad.
Like he that was like, holy so shit. And so anyways, the tour was amazing, and it was a reflection on, you know, like, hey, like, I actually, like, these are the people that brought me into this life, mm-hmm. and without them bringing me into this life, I wouldn't have been able to be GOT7. I wouldn't have been able to do all that, which was really refreshing.
I was just going to say that, because there are some, like, actually, I don't think I've ever really seen a show that had a monologue that was so heartfelt and like so personable. I feel like a lot of them are structured in a way to promote their album or to promote the show or like make sure people are like having a good time, because like I don't think I'll ever see Enhypen do something like that or like TXT do something like that, because they're still very much like industry groups.
Yeah,
and like since Jackson is solo and he has freedom to do whatever he wants to do, I think it was really, really nice to see that as a GOT7 stan.
Because so many times you'll see like, oh, we work so hard on this album. We work so hard on mm-hmm. this album. But it's very much just to, like, get that sympathy card mm-hmm. on where it's like, oh, they work so hard. I have to listen to it.
Yeah.
But he wasn't even necessarily talking per se about the album.
Yeah. And whenever he did,
the experience of it all. Yeah.
Whenever he did talk about the album, he was like, this is my heart and soul poured into this album. I hope you have a good time. And that was it.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I hope you have a good time. So then let's get into the, so we finished the concert, right? The process was everyone leaves the stadium and then we had to go meet up with our contact. And then we were walked to this room, right? And so we're walked to this room and I'll get to what you said about like the have fun thing.
Yeah.
We're walking there and I'm like, oh yeah, we're going to meet up with Ethan. We're with a bunch of like,
yeah, Clarence was like, he told us to meet him by this. And I was like, we're up here. How are we going to get down there? Yeah. Do I got to jump a gate or something?
And then
like
this girl goes, oh yeah, these people are like, our contact, love you. She was like, oh yeah, like their media, like, we'll take you to the interview room.
No, they're okay. We were walking from the venue to like underneath the stage or whatever.
I'll put a video right here.
And then she was like, oh yeah, these are friends and family. These people are creators. And then we were walking back there and she was like, we go into the room. And she says, okay, Jackson's going to be here in a couple minutes. He just needs to freshen up, you know, like wind down after the concert.
Yeah.
Enjoy the snacks that are in here. I'll check in with you. As soon as she leaves, I go, so what was that first part that she just said?
James?
What was that?
Coca-Cola, hello.
What was that?
Jackson Wang interview room, hello. Yeah, what was that? So then I was like, yeah, he's going to be in here. So that,
that's and also, I feel like I was the only one in that room that didn't know that we were meeting Jackson. Everyone was like, okay, like, who wants a shot? And I was like, me, I want a shot. I want a fucking shot, yeah, bitch. I can't like, handle this information.
I will say, like, we had a Kiki in that room.
We did have a Kiki in that room.
We look. She goes, yeah, you help yourself to anything. The 11 bottles of Hennessy and the one bag of trail mix. I said, help myself to anything. I think we both know what you guys want us to help ourselves to.
There was so much Hennessy, and there was maybe 3 bottles of Sprite. And I was like, there's 10 people in that damn room.
So everyone in there, we just like had the Hennessy. And then
force fed, by the way,
force fed by my own right hand.
I'm like force fed.
And we were having a key in there because the people that were interviewing him was Spotify.
Yeah,
which hey, could have invited us to the BTS event. I was at a Spotify event last night, and I was like, hey, could have invited me to the BTS event. So we're having fun in there. We're talking to the Spotify girls because low key, like y'all, creators sometimes just be like, whatever.
I don't
love
know.
The girls.
I don't know if I'm gonna put this in. People on our left, I was immediately like, well.
Well, no, because I was like, we were genuinely talking, and like, you could totally keep this in.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, it's the interview room. Like, we were, Altuska and I were like discussing what we want to ask him.
Yeah. Right?
Because if he opened up the floor to us, gratefully, then
what would I have said?
I don't want to ask some stupid, what's your favorite color? I fucking hate.
Do you still contact Bam Bam?
I cannot stand the millennial interviewer anymore. I cannot stand, like,
yeah.
the fucking clip farming interviewer. Ask something that actually means some shit.
Yeah.
So we were talking, and like some of the people in there, I'm not all of them, but we're like, what are you guys gonna ask him? Like, I want, like, what you ask him? Like, whatever. And like, one of them was like, to take off his shirt, like, whatever. And I was like, oh my fucking god, like,
I know. You were sitting there, and then
I look at you, I go, ah, that's so funny.
And then me and Claire started to each other, and we were like, okay, so what are we actually gonna ask?
No, him? I literally was like, literally, that's so funny. And Altuska looked at me, and she was like, fucking about to start laughing. So then we talked to the Spotify people, and they were actually like, truly,
love,
like,
you down, sister. That's my fucking
They were great. And so we were, Altuska and I were talking, and like, my question I was potentially gonna ask, you know, like, I was like, what's a squid mean? And like, the whole concept of, because a squid was like the overarching thing.
What does the squid mean? Because I'm like, is it Fortnite shit or is it SpongeBob shit?
So then I was thinking, oh, the squid was like, it's an animal that lives deep in the ocean.
A bottom feeder,
it's never seen, but it's always appreciated. But like, I don't know. I was trying to make up some bullshit. Mind you, 4 shots of Hennessy deep. So then that's what me and Altuska were truly talking about.
Yeah, I was going to ask him, like, what was the mental preparation for Magic Man shows versus GOT7, because GOT7 was so, like,
you had the boys with you.
Yeah. And so it must feel, like, lonely as fuck to do it alone. Yeah.
But so, anyways, we were truly talking
real
about that.
Questions.
We were
by
in
the
there
way.
For like God knows, like 45 minutes.
It felt like an hour.
We looked at the time and it was already midnight, and I was like, "Oh my god, this is when we should have been invited to the party already." Like, so then our rep comes in, and then she's like, "Hey, like, we're actually just gonna put you guys all in the family and friends room because Jackson, I didn't know when he has like high school."
Yeah, we walked into the room, and then
high school friends from New York.
I guess. I mean, I didn't know that either. Because he grew up in China, I believe. And then I'm assuming that these high school friends just, like, moved to New York.
Okay, maybe that's it.
Yeah. So I don't think he ever lived in New York.
Okay, that's where I got it wrong. But,
No, I was confused,
too. Walking to this room with all of his label.
Mm-hmm.
And then his family and friends. And then
a big-ass cake. And then 20 more bottles of Hennessy.
Yeah. And then the creators and, like, the press were, like, all at another table.
Yeah.
We were having time. It was cute.
We were having a damn good time.
And then, through the door, Jesus Christ is open.
My back is to the door. When he walked in, I didn't turn around because I was really, like,
my back
frozen
is to the door.
In fear.
Have you seen this shit? Altuska, when the door opened.
What?
Altuska in the door open, y'all.
I'm like, I was so nonchalant about it. This is me, by the way.
So he walks in, and then correct the details, and then we'll get to what we specifically talked about with him. But he walks to his label first, because, like, business first, of course. And, like, he's, like, super. He sees his high school friend.
Yeah,
and he's like, oh my
God. Walks over to them. They say hi.
It's cute.
It was very cute. The entire time he's talking to his high school friends, I am beating my fist into Clarence's leg. Because I just couldn't believe he was, like, where the camera is right now.
Yeah.
He was so
close. We were a complete yin-yang because I was, like, on cloud 9 because...
I was gripping Clarence's jeans like this.
While she was freaking out, I was at the table taking more bottles of Hennessy for, like... I was like, wait, for my friends, like, I'm gonna take some. And so I was, like, drinking with the other girls.
I was freaking the fuck out.
So
I literally
I
have
powerful.
Video of me going like this.
I was
shaking.
They were asking us, like, are you nervous? And I was like, yeah. And then my response was, I'm honestly fucking powerful right now.
I was so, so nervous. And thank God the girls next to us were also, like, OG IGOT7. Because they were like, girl, you got this. Like, you fucking got this. Just talk
to
him. And I was like, yeah, let me just talk to him. My hands were so
meanwhile,
ready.
I was like, Jackson, I want to give you a smooch, bitch. our rep comes up to Jackson. She was like, oh, I want to introduce.
She's like, meet the creators. He goes to meet the other creators that we were in the room with.
And
they ask him,
with
like...
Him.
hey, what gentle monster glasses did you get?
And I was just standing because I thought it was disrespectful to, like, you know, like,
to sit.
I was right next to the first group that he was talking to.
Yeah.
So I thought it would be weird to be like, so I just stood up and I was just like nodding and listening.
I also did that at first, but then I got really nervous and I started literally shivering and I thought I was going to pee myself. So I sat down.
So you sat down. And that's okay.
I know your limits. I sat down and then our two friends that we made in the other room were like, are you okay? And I was like, yeah, I just can't really sit still right now. Like I have to go.
It was truly like yin yang, guys. Like it really I was like, shoulders really have never been lower in my life. I was telling everyone, I should drink more. Like, I really should drink more. So then, we're introduced to Jackson.
Oh my god. Just thinking about it actually makes me like...
And so
I'm gonna throw up.
He was so friendly. He was truly so friendly. He was like, oh,
he was so nice. And Clarence met him first. I was still sitting down because I couldn't look in his general direction.
Yeah.
And then our two friends were like, he's talking to Clarence. Go talk to him. And I was like, oh, right. Yeah.
Then I'm like, where the fuck is she? And so then I touch her shoulder.
Yes.
And I say, hey, like, before we even like do any like pictures or anything,
anything
I
said,
I was
like,
I just need you to know, this girl right here. OG.
OG. OG.
And you guys might think that was a very sweet moment.
It really was.
But
it
then
was
let me show you the video. Because you know what I said?
What?
Hey! I'm drunk. Also, and I go, hey, I told you to stand by me.
No.
And
wait.
He's like.
Also, when we went up to Jackson, he thought that me and Clarence were dating.
We're dating.
Girl, you're giving trade.
Okay, so then. We'll get to this guy. I said some stupid fucking shit to Jackson.
He did say some stupid shit. I remember it very clearly.
I said some stupid fucking shit to Jackson.
This your wife? And I was like, let's actually be for real. I said, let's be for real. We're wearing the same thing right now. Mind you, I'm wearing this boob tight shirt with a leather jacket and some flared pants.
Okay.
I said. We're going to stand next to you.
Hey, I told you to stand next to me. Hey, I told you to stand next to me. Oh, was I trying to get doxxed by his team? Okay, so then we're talking, and then Altesca, like, she's kikiing about...
Yeah, I was just kikiing about, like, the concert, because I was like, I appreciate the concert so much, and it was so...
Altesca was eating, y'all. She was eating.
I did so good. I actually did so, so good, because I was like... I can't freak out too visibly in front of him or he's going to be like next person.
No, but like you were fine.
Oh my God, thank God. But I was like, I really appreciate the concert. It was so different from like what I was expecting.
Yes.
And then
this is what I said. So obviously you were like kikiing in the beginning and truly like I've fucking preached about it on this pod.
Yeah.
But like I had a genuine conversation. We had a genuine conversation with him about, there was a part in the concert where he was like, stand the fuck up! Everyone stand the fuck up!
Yeah!
And he was like, it's not even about me. Like, you need to have fun.
Just have fun. Throughout the entire concert, he was just saying, if you do not feel anything else tonight,
just have fun.
If tomorrow isn't promised, then we have fun tonight.
Yeah, he was like, basically, the world is so shit. And then he said...
and then he goes, the economy is shit. And the people at us were like, yeah!
We're like, yep, and you charged how much for us? So then I said, I was basically like, oh, he said on stage, verbatim, there's nothing in this for me. There's like nothing in this for me.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know if he was just saying that or whatever, but I brought it up.
My drunk ass brought it up. Which was so good. So, so good.
I said,
after being asked, what glasses do you fucking wear?
Yeah. I said, I was like, did you mean that? But respectfully, I wasn't like, did you fucking mean that? Or you?
No, it's true.
I was saying this, and I've preached about this on the podcast. I said, you know, like, I thought that this was better. Magic Man 2 was better.
Mm.
Because I can tell it did something for you.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like everyone who went to the tour can undeniably say, like, it did something for him.
Yeah.
Whether or not we love the album is out of the question, because... we can tell it did something for his reflection on his family or his reflection on his life.
At the end of the day, it's his album that he chose to promote. And you can so visibly see it during each concert. Because, like, he cries a lot during the concert.
He cried a lot during
the concert. He cried, like, five times or something like that.
And so then I told him, I was like, you know, like, you can...
This was so good. This was so fucking good, bitch.
You can create for yourself. Like,
yeah.
I told them, I was like, it's honestly a little bit, it's less entertaining and it's less meaningful if you're only creating for us. Mm-hmm. And that's what I told him. I was like, I hope you know, like, you can just like kind of create shit if it helps your life. Like, you don't need to be like, what are we gonna think of this? What are we gonna? And so I told him that, and he was like, genuinely, like, he was like, first of all, he said, thank you, fuck you, man. He said, thank you, fuck you, man. Fuck which me. Means- sorry. Deep moment. Fuck me. He said, thank you, fuck you, man.
That's nasty.
So then he was like, then he goes into his next album, and we're not like breaking an NDA or anything.
No, because like you he can literally look up the clip of him saying what his next album is gonna be, and he was y'all, like, you need to fucking clean up down there. I'm so serious, because the next album has a song on it called "Sex God."
yeah. And so then he tells us.
What did he say?
Oh my god! Why did I say this to him?
Why
did I do this? He was like, oh yeah, the next album's gonna be like sexy. Uh-huh. And I was like, period. Like as long as it's
do
you, bro.
Do what you wanna do. I said,
and he was like, no, like, this is gonna help all y'all in the, like, with this.
I just remembered what you said.
And I said, oh honey. I called Tyson. Oh honey. I said, oh honey, I don't need help in the bedroom. And then he goes, oh, okay, bro. He's like, I know that's right. And then he was like, who is she?
Lucky girl.
And then I go, ooh. No, I can't. I just got to. Do you remember what I said? I said this.
I don't remember what you said, but I do. It's coming back. It really is coming back to me, because I don't really remember this conversation. I think I was just too busy trying to figure out what he smells like.
We need to re-fucking mandate social distancing, but with me in a fucking Hennessy bottle.
Bring back high touch.
So here's what I said.
Bring back fucking high touch. 30 seconds, go.
So here's what I said. I said, oh, I don't swing that way. And I said, oh, girl, I don't swing that way. And then, okay, it's over.
It's over. He's in Canada.
I
don't swing
that way. And then I proceed to go,
I didn't even know that you did that. You did that in front of Jackson?
I suck dick in car in front of Jackson.
You did that in front of Jackson Wang?
I said, I don't swing that way.
You did that in front of Team Wang? There was some guy behind you filming our entire thing. Y'all, the Jackson Wang documentary, watch out for that, bitch.
So
watch out for the dick sucking miming. Watch out for the dick sucking miming.
I might
please.
As well have just been like, Jackson, I take it up the butt and I suck on it. I like
Jackson, you and Mark.
You don't know. I woke up the next morning and I was like, that was amazing. I did that. I look at my hand and I go, that was the same hand that
didn't touch Jackson Wang.
And Jackson Wang goes, he's like, word, okay. Ally as fuck. He's like, oh, word, okay.
He said, wow.
I didn't need the American Sign Language.
No, he goes, I know what that is.
So then I'm going like this. And then he's like, okay. And he's like, but I promise, it's gonna be like Viagra. You remember, like, he said that?
Yes, I do remember. Why the fuck did he say that?
I said,
and then what did you say? And then what did you say?
What did I say?
Do you not remember what you said?
What did I say?
You said, I don't need that. Ew!
I'm sorry,
the cross necklace? Ew! He said, I don't need that, brother.
Whatever took over me, I see why Kevin becomes a Kevin when he sips on a Hennessy.
You should be ashamed. You should be fucking ashamed. You should be ashamed.
Jury, what's he in for? He sucked dick and cock in front of Jackson Wang.
The jury's like, fuck, wish that was me. I'm also freaking out when this whole interaction is happening.
And then you go down.
I'm also not really saying like anything, because I'm just like,
yeah.
Wow, I can't see a pore on his face.
Yeah, Alcheska's like smiling and waving the whole time. And then I'm like, oh, can we get a picture with you? Like, and so then he was like, yeah, of course. And so I always said, I get a video.
I love this video. This is...
Hey, I told you to stand next to me.
Shut shut the fuck up,
brother. Hey, I told you to stand next to me.
And then this.
The way he looks at you, the way he looks at
he's
you.
He's holding the bottom of this bottle and tipping it and be like, drink.
The Jackson Wang parties the fountain are of real,
youth, the fountain
actually.
Of youth, the fountain of youth. Yeah. I get wet at the thought of you. Wet with Hennessy girl. I'm drinking it and he's like lifting.
Do you remember? I was angling it so we could see Jackson in the photo.
His fucking foundation on. I felt like Bella and Edward, girl. Like, I was like, I shouldn't drink.
The lift chin up. Y'all, keep writing fanfics because we are living to tell the tale that this shit is for real.
Okay, let's keep watching these. Okay, so then.
Drunk, by the way. Yeah. I went like, this is Jackson. I went like this to a shoulder. I said, I'll drink this Hennessy if you can sing the chorus of Stop, Stop It.
Yes!
And you guys, he did!
And guess what? I'll just go harmonize with him.
He goes, Hajima, Haji, 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 Hajima. And I was really like, I was like, oh my God, keep it going. Keep it fucking going. And I'm in the background.
I fumbled. I was fucking digging.
He probably spent the most time with us because he didn't know how to get out. Because every time he tried to leave, I told you to stand by me.
That's so not true. He heard about that gentle monster conversation. He was like, I'm fucking out of here. So anyways, that all happened. And then we got a picture with him.
My shit went viral. I'm actually serious. I'm so serious. I looked up. I went back to my Twitter and I found when I said 11-11 got 7.
And this is why you plant the seeds.
And they'll bloom 10 years later. Hey guys, start tweeting about your idols and then 10 years later you're gonna, okay, you're gonna meet
can
them.
This be like one, our permission for fucking like, we'll interview y'all's faves with not stupid fucking questions.
Yeah, I'm not gonna be like, so did you get your jeans from Urban Outfitters? I'm not gonna say that shit. I'm gonna say, smash or pass, me.
Because we were talking about our questions and the other creators were like, wow, that's a really deep question. And I'm like, that was like not even skimming the surface, you fucking dumb bitch. Like,
I'm like, did you watch the concert?
Were you just like asleep the whole fucking time?
Yeah, did you listen to his monologue?
You bitches don't know art! That's what I want to say. I was at a fucking event last night with FKA Twigs and Anne Hathaway. Lost my fucking mind.
You saw Anne Hathaway?
I saw fucking...
How close?
That you're wearing cerulean? You're wearing cerulean?
Why is nobody ready?
Why is nobody fucking ready, you fucking dumb fucking bitches?
Spring and flowers, wow.
Interviewer was just danky.
Wait, what do you like? Were you like at a red carpet and you saw them being interviewed or something?
It was her new movie, Mother Mary. And
oh, okay.
It's about a pop star. Like, she's a pop star.
Anne Hathaway?
Yeah. So she sings and she's. It was produced by Charlie, George, and FK Twigs.
Okay.
So it was a whole experience. And then, like, we listened to
the. That's sick.
But this interviewer was like, what's next for y'all? What's next for y'all? Who would you say your favorite? I was like, can someone shoot this guy? Because, one, if you're ever going to interview some, don't ask what's next. I hate that fucking question. You know what's next after a big project? The bed. You know what's next after a big project? A vacation. And guess what their answers were?
What?
A vacation.
She said that.
They said, I just want to relax and spend time with family.
Girl.
It's all, stop asking. So anyways. This is gonna be our like, hey,
yeah. This is our submission.
Now we're gonna move on to just a quick little debrief on Coachella.
Yeah, and
it's gonna be quick because
it's gonna be quick. I haven't really seen a lot. I was gonna dedicate some time this weekend to see a lot of it.
Okay, let's just get through it.
Yeah,
FKA Twigs. If you didn't like it, you're not gay enough.
Do you watch the live streams?
I watch live streams.
Okay, period. I did not.
Favorite ones, Sabrina Carpenter. Justin Bieber, FKA Twigs, loved Beanie.
Beanie was so good. Beanie was so freaking
Beanie's
good.
Fucking shit going viral. I'm like, as no, they fucking
deserve,
should.
Deserve. Everyone in the crowd's like, who the fuck is this group? I saw half of Big Bang set and oh my fucking God.
Were you losing your mind?
I was losing my fucking mind when they opened with Not if you do that, whatever.
Me with the flag?
The flag? Oh my gosh. It's so
do color guard today so you could be on Big Bang stage tomorrow. So then here's my little take. The critique that just here's my opinions, a quick opinions
break from Asian Glow Podcast about Coachella discourse. Critique.
Yes. Justin Bieber was not high energy enough. Suck a dick. He's been doing that his whole life. It was nice for us to just hang out with him for a set.
I know that no one forgets, but y'all tend to forget that when you logged on to YouTube back in the day, you would see rows of Justin Bieber just doing everything.
He was
putting
bowling.
Out his vlogs. He was what?
And baby. He was bowling.
He was bowling. He was singing. He was dancing.
It felt like I was at a sleepover and we were just running through Justin Bieber music videos.
That's, oh my gosh. And who didn't do that back in the day,
And
bitch?
I have to credit the first lady of Coachella, Hailey Bieber, for some of that those ideas.
Madam President, by the way.
The critique that Sabrina
What is the critique?
The critique that Sabrina Carpenter's set was too theatrical. Why do men hate Joy?
Girl.
Why do men hate Joy?
Have you listened to her music? Also, genuinely.
Oh my God. I heard this and I was like, I'm about to fucking beat you up.
What?
People were like, it just didn't really make any sense. Like, why that she had to do all that. Did you not? There was a monologue in Sabrina's.
Okay.
And it was an actress, A-list actress, who was playing Sabrina in like 30, 40 years in a car, just like reflecting on her time as a star.
Yeah.
And basically it was a reflection on like, maybe I should have invited my sister to live across me throughout the tour in hotel rooms. And maybe I should have like, the wording was vampires. Like there was vampires in the industry. Like I wish I was more careful of that. And like,
What a great time to have brought out Olivia.
And it was basically just like celebrating like her being a woman, but also remembering like, you guys just come to watch me dance. Like, and that's what this whole set, because the whole concept is old Hollywood, right? And old Hollywood was about the glitz and the glamour, but on the inside, everyone was, you know,
dying,
doing some substances, getting trafficked, you know, like all this shit. So then it's kind of a play on that concept.
How interesting. I like that.
And so it was literally a movie. It started off as a scene and then you thought it was still the scene, but then it ended up being the show.
Okay.
And then
I did see someone be like, I thought I was watching a pre-filmed thing, but it was on stage.
It was fully on stage. And like, did you see the for tears? I get wet at the thought of you. There was a fountain.
No, I didn't see that.
Alcheska, she's in this car. The car goes up.
This is crazy.
And the car becomes a fountain because it's squirting out of her pussy. And then the dancers, for dance break, start dancing in the water.
Ah! Synchronized swimming!
The critiques I was hearing were from, you know, like the ravers and like the rap heads. And I'm like, and what the fuck would you prefer? Your AI visual that happens on the screen during your DJ set? Sorry that she didn't want to use ChatGPT for your entertainment, but thank God that she actually created from the brain. Yeah. Because guess what? When all else is fucking gone, all we fucking have is each other.
Absolutely ridiculous. That critique is so women hating too.
I was fucking over it.
Because you cannot make anyone fucking happy. Those are probably the same people that were critiquing Justin's set for being lazy as fuck.
And Cat's Eye having only one-word choruses, like whatever. If a man released a one-word chorus, guess
y'all
what's gonna
eat that the fuck
be like,
up.
Wow, this is camp.
This is camp as hell. And I'm like,
no one shat on
you
Riz.
You just hate women, bro.
No one shat on Riz for X Love. That's a one-word chorus. But y'all are gonna shit on the women who release Gnarly because it's a one-word chorus.
Yeah. Y'all are no fucking fun. Like,
just have fun.
You guys are not fun.
So I think it also is just like the asylum of the internet. Like,
yeah,
it's just like I'm hurt. I need other people to know I'm hurt by hurting them through what I'm gonna say.
Oh my god, how annoying.
So, anyways. I really, truly enjoyed it. I've been on my Justin Bieber shit, as you guys have been seeing on my Instagram.
Yeah, I FaceTimed Clarence, and then he sang, like, Justin Bieber's first album to me. Before.
And what the fuck do y'all know about any of that shit? Overboard. Down to earth. What the fuck y'all know about any of that shit? Nothing's gonna top Beachella, though.
Yeah, that, looking back on that, spoiled.
Every year I regret not going.
We were spoiled. Next year, we have to go.
I have to go.
Oh my gosh, I would love to go to Coachella. Yeah. And I wouldn't wear a fuck-ass outfit, y'all. I'd just go naked.
Okay, I think that's it for today's episode. What the fuck?
If the lineup is GOT7, I'm going naked.
Her outfit. Hey guys, this is my outfit for the day. Just the strap.
Hey guys, this is my outfit. Just the strap.
Yeah. Is that the strap for an RB bump? No, it's my bra.
That's how you bitches be going sometimes. And you know what? I love it. I actually love it.
And men die. So, with that being said, we're gonna kill today's episode. Thank you guys for letting us be a part of the Jackson Wang after party.
That was insane. That was insane, and I would do it all over again. And I would do Jackson Wang.
I love you guys. Let's stop this before this gets any further. Reminder that the last season of EXO Kitty was bad, and that we live stream every other Tuesday.
And I live stream Wednesday, Thursday.
And we'll see you guys later. Isa, aloha, tetlo. Inga. I was yours for the taking. Guess I needed